I think we got kicked out because we're a group of black people. And, like, I guess people, what's going on in America, they're afraid we're going to say something or do something. But we just really want to watch the rally. And to get kicked out because we're a group of black people is really crazy. It shows you how racist our own school is, that we can't even go to our own school conference.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise the Nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the ride, the king ride, we don't give a fuck.
Yo, 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 y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Kev, always been a Don. And of course, you listen to the Modern Crowd Podcast, Podcast with Hoop Dreams. And, you know, I'm sitting here with my boys, Meat and Mark. Yo, what up?
What up? What's going on, baby?
Yo, Meat, you over there drinking, man? You know, last time, you was over there drinking that brown, boy. That was a funny experience, let's just say that.
Yeah, we both had it today, you know what I'm saying? I'm drinking with my cousin, baby.
Word,
yeah, we kicking shit today. I ain't done yet. You got some more Avion in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, shout out to Avion. That's like one of my favorite liquors now. Like, for real. So,
Word.
So, y'all already know, it's been pretty crazy 2020 other than the corona. A lot of stuff has come out, you know, a lot of protests has happened because, you know, Black Lives Matter, of course. But, you know, we love talking sports. So let's definitely get to the part of speaking about the sports side of Black Lives Matter and what's going on here today. Before we even start, I'm going to go ahead and say rest in peace, George Floyd, of course, before we start.
No doubt. Rest in peace.
And everybody else that's been, you know, killed. Black people, of course, black kings and queens have been killed by police brutality. But
Trayvon Martin, RIP. Word. I got already, but
word. So recently we heard that shout out to the Saints at the same time. To all the Saints fans out there, your boy, Drew Brees.
Oh, did you say the Saints or Ain't?
Oh, shots fired.
Yeah, all right. Nah, I thought I heard him say the pound cakes. Okay.
Word.
Yep, milk your ice. The real Julio.
Beat Green Bay the 2 out of 3 last time.
Man, on time.
Man, we 2 out of 3.
Man, what crazy is we got a championship. We don't know what y'all got.
2 out of 3.
That's okay. What do y'all have?
Never. You go home, ain't never a naked ass case, you know what I'm saying? Disappointing. The worst franchise ever.
We gonna rape for it.
Man, shit. But you should be 30.
Word.
We gonna rape for it.
Man, you been 30. You been watching us since you were elementary.
Why y'all not? Y'all beat Pittsburgh. Big Ben.
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Who was you to get, though?
Yes.
Who? The Bible?
I'm saying who y'all...
this is why I was scared. I already knew this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen when I brought this up.
We can't even stick on time because this man a hater. Let it go.
Yeah,
he beat y'all, got ringed. Dad beat us, Tom Brady beat y'all.
Y'all ain't beat us to get.
Y'all ain't beat us in the championship game.
Bro,
that was a division round. We was 1-3 straight years.
Who we beat after that?
You tell me.
You tell me, Mr. Dean, y'all was number one that year.
Alright, so
Wildcat. Who beat the Jazz?
I'm gonna give me the chance to redeem himself. We gonna talk about a current topic.
Who did Green Bay beat? Yeah, we take a soul. He don't got that redeem shit.
Who did Green Bay beat to get to the Super Bowl?
Y'all!
No.
Oh my. Okay, you right. We beat y'all ass, we beat the Bears, and we go to the Super Bowl. But we whooped y'all ass, and we had a good game with the Bears.
We beat y'all ass.
What y'all want?
We ain't winning shit.
Shit, that story.
But an NFC Championship game.
Hey, look, but LeBron got 8-0. If we talk about NFC conference, he got 9-0.
See, y'all about to go to the NBA. Let me stop it there. Let me stop. Y'all about to go to the NBA.
We can't even stick to the subject. Meat always
got
to be. I don't get how you get your label. And you still, you know, work hard for it. How much work you won't see done?
I'm trying to tell you. But all right.
Bro, Kara, I know you ain't talking, Kara. Don't need to do all that.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know
first
you ain't talking.
First of all, we got rings over here. Anyways.
Eli got two.
Before I kill Meat in this little Falcon conversation.
Eli got two more.
Oh, Drew
Brees. That man was 9-7.
For everybody that's listening.
He ain't his brother. Okay, I'm sorry that we not on
stuff. It's all good. Don't drink with this man Meat. He gonna say some crazy stuff when he drinking. I just want to let y'all know. He likes saying some crazy.
And then the Giants beat the Falcons to get to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
They beat the Falcons to play the next playoff to advance.
Hey. But let me just.
We went to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers went to the Super Bowl.
How can I tell you that he come?
True. That man been out two times.
You care.
Who we lost to? Seattle?
Who else?
We just lost to the 49ers
in the goddamn 49ers in the NFC.
He been out three times.
That's more than two.
It's more than he lost.
How many energies that Ryan got?
Woo!
Woo! But okay, what the subject was? We saw our team.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, the liquor make you say stupid crazy things. Anyways, Drew Brees.
Oh my God.
Drew Brees has said some really wild things. Well, I'm not gonna say things. He only said one wild thing. You know.
I felt like he said some incestuous stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like his granddaddy. His granddaddy did do all, you know, that was in war, but he got to realize black people were there too. But when we got home, we went back to the bullshit.
Exactly.
Back to the segregation. Back to, we can't, you know what I'm saying? Some soldiers got their ass whooped if they got caught in their uniform. You did what I'm saying?
Facts.
So for Drew Brees to make that statement, he wasn't thinking about black people, his teammates, you know what I'm saying? Our ancestors, you did what I'm saying? It was real insensitive, you know what I'm saying? But for me, for him to reach out to the black community, to reach out to one of my people I like to listen to, Shannon Sharp, and they had a heart on heart, I can forgive, you know what I'm saying? He's not doing this multiple times like a Trump who keeps showing us he ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? A Candace Owens who says she's for the black people, but she really not. It's fuck her too, you know what I'm saying? For the people who don't know who she is, Google her. She said some real fucked up shit, but I can forgive, man. You know, black people won't, you know what I'm saying? We want to be heard, and you know what I'm saying? And I feel like he want to be heard, you know what I'm saying? Give him a chance. He said some fucked up shit. Kale, you did what I'm saying? But I can forgive. He ain't said, niggas ain't shit. Niggas can't stand next to me. He's like, I can't disrespect the flag, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stand up. Even though he did kneel a few times, but he like, this is for my granddaddy. So I was mad at first. I was real pissed off at him because I'm like, anybody but Drew Brees.
Thanks.
Anybody. Matthew Stafford, I can see.
No, Jake Drew Brees, I can see.
Yeah, but he don't count. That nigga trash any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? But for Drew Brees like the homie. You know what I'm saying? Black folks fuck with Drew Brees. That man gave $5 million to feed the hungry. All kinds of shit for Katrina when that went down. Like, he stamped in Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? And he stayed whooping the Falcons ass, so I see why Meek can be mad. Right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Drew Brees, like, it hurt.
Word.
But as black people, we got to learn how to forgive if he physically ain't did that to us. Like, he said some insensitive shit, but...
Yeah.
If he apologized and real sincere about it, I can fuck with him. Like, for Trina, I never forget her. You calling people animals. Bitch, you talking about you for a fire since your goddamn niggas best friends. Bitch, you got the fleas. You know what I'm saying? And who the fuck is you?
Hold on, time out. Yo, like, the
fleas. Right, like, let's put these animals back in the cages. Like, bitch,
yeah,
who the fuck is you? And she
she always, my bad, kid, I got to put this on the kid. She always talk to people and talk bad about them, like look down on them. Like she just accomplished a lot of shit. Like, no, you're black too. Down from, I don't feel my life. I got license. Bitch, what the fuck? You don't think them folks had their license, neither? Their registration? You think George Floyd ain't had his license registration? They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about the apology. Bitch, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I don't know if I can cuss on the show or whatnot, but it's like, goddamn, shout out, like, you're a sister. We need your voice. You did what I'm saying? And for you to call people, because white people are looting too. Looting too, I'm sorry. You kind of fold animals and shit. Like, goddamn, stop treating us like animals. And we probably wouldn't act like animals. That's why I stand on it. You did what I'm saying.
Word. No, I mean, it's crazy because it's like, you know, I just the comments that I hear, even on Facebook, all that. It's just like, you know, people just, it's crazy that we can expect other people to say it, I guess, of another race. But then it's just like when your own saying some wild stuff, it's just like, yo, for real, you going through the same thing I'm going through and you tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, apparently she ain't, because she got more money than everybody and she feel like that bullshit Wayne said. Ain't no such thing racist. Shit, Wayne, shut up and rap. Matter of fact, you've been saying for the last 8 years, you need to shut up and retire.
Yeah, don't.
Because this is not your strong point, Wayne. Tyra Cortez, your boy, this is not his strong point. They'll go disappear. They'll go disappear.
I'm scared to ask me. How do you feel about
this? All right, look. I can't, you know, I take over the show, baby. I will meet me. I can tell you, I take over the show.
How I feel about this Drew Brees situation, man. Like, I feel like he ain't know what he was getting himself into at that.
Yeah.
But shit, at the same time, he should never answer the question, like I said before. But shit.
But me, I'm glad he did. So we know where he headed.
But dang where he headed at, for real. Like, that like me answering the question, like, goddamn, some other bullshit, and I just come out with the truth. Goddamn, you believe in that, we should kneel. But he ain't know. It was gonna
blow up like that.
Blow up. Like, it was gonna make him consider racist.
No.
And I know for a fact that man ain't racist.
What? He was insensitive. He didn't come out as a racist. Like, nigga, you blind to the facts. You better blind to the facts. Come on, Bree, we need you. Man, Tom Brady says some shit, cause he ain't, you know what I'm saying? I think with that MAGA hat. We don't talk about that.
No, that's fast.
You know, like, but Tom Brady stepping up. Aaron Rodgers stepping up. Drew Brees.
Matt Ryan. Hold on now.
Man, Matt Ryan. Don't want to fuck with Matt Ryan
bro. Yeah, I'm not sure he throw the Falcons in there.
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Matt Ryan, let me go throw 500 for these folks come looking for me.
5,000.
For all my bad, 5,000. Man, ain't.
He gained 2 million.
Man, he better do something. He ain't finna get no ring. He better satisfy y'all. Because y'all going to burn. But you dog out there, your Floyd kid was. But y'all don't want no tell shit, Matt Ryan. They been burning down, boy.
I'm trying to tell you.
I know what I'm saying, but
I think overall too, it's like, I mean, you know, athletes are definitely, you know, pitching in towards the Black Lives Matter movement and stuff like that. But you know, also it's like, is it, you know, you want to know if it's genuine too? Like that's I think that's one of the things I want to know too. Is like, do you really believe in this? You know what I'm saying? Or are you just doing it just to do it?
Now, he doing it in the major city that voted for Trump. That's what y'all feel to realize.
Trump got voted everywhere.
He voted for Trump.
Everybody voted for Trump. He won a landslide. Hillary quit it. He won by a landslide. Right. But we got to understand, Kel, for my black people.
Damn, I forget.
Once you out Atlanta, this is a white state.
You do know it's two different votes, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I forget the name of
them. I know.
Electoral
college. Look at it. But once you outside of Atlanta and the smaller cities, this is a white state. It's more white people than black. Same for the NO, same for Florida, same for Tennessee.
basically, you know what I'm saying? This is a white man world, for real. Of course, who in here shot Trump? I told shit,
you
Trump going to win. Man, the man won by a landslide because they would never put a woman in office. They're not going to do it. They already said that we got to put a nigga in office to keep these niggas quiet for a year. But he's going to put a woman in here? But and I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Not to be our subject here, like, I can forgive. I can forgive because he ain't saying nothing too crazy. He's like, my grandfather marched, but he forgot to tell the whole story. And our grandfathers marched too. But when your grandfather got home, he came home to awards and was a hero. When our ancestors came back, they were niggas and beaten.
Yep.
So when he wake up and realize that, you know what I'm saying, I welcome him back. It's going to take baby steps with his teammates, you know what I'm saying? Because if he don't get right with them, that O-line can get him fucked up. He can get hurt out of them. So his best bet is to get good with his teammates.
Yeah, don't worry about the problem.
Because I watch ESPN, right? A Green Bay lineman, he circled a date that they played the Saints. I don't know if that was a threat, but imagine how many other black people see it. Some folks ain't forgave him yet. So, you know, hopefully he be a man and man up and do the right thing. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? And let us mourn, because we still hurt. We still hurt. Yes. We still hurt. It's too fresh. It's too fresh, Breeze. It's too fresh. Candace Owen. Jake Form. What the fuck his siren name is? Wayne. Like,
I think.
Trina.
Yeah,
you sick of y'all. Shut up.
I kind of put Drew Breeze in, like, a category by himself because I didn't hear an interview, so I can't really say, like, oh, this and this. But I really feel like the statement that he made really wasn't intended to hurt us compared to, like, everybody else. Like, they were just stupid comments. So it's like, I could forgive him, too. You know what I'm saying? I could forgive Drew Brees. Now, the other folks, Trina and everybody else, I'm like, nah, y'all over with. I can't mess with y'all, man, for real, for real.
That shit crazy, bro. Like, I really want the folks to Google Candace Owens. She get a buzz off. She's not no dumbass.
Oh, that bitch.
She's very smart. She play dumb. She play dumb. She said, ain't no such thing as police brutality or racism in America. It's a myth. And she say, every Democratic Party is here for black people to fail. Oh. So I'm looking at it like, bitch, is you blind? Do you know what the fuck you with? You know what I'm saying? She's not dumb by far, but she is blind to society. You know what I'm saying? She had the nerve to bring up Big George's background. What, Kev, what the fuck do his background got to do what happened that day?
Exactly.
That day. That day. We ain't paying him as no hero, but his death was so tragic, we had to link to it. We saw it on camera. We ain't said that man no hero. Everybody got a fucked up past, Kel. Everybody. Hey, everybody.
Did y'all hear what the attorney said for one of the goddamn police officers?
What they
say? They said the people who recorded the shit, the people who were there should have got involved. They should have stopped the shit.
That's easy
to say.
That's
a fact, though. I really feel like.
Hold on. Cause I feel like social media, man, they going to keep holding their phone up. And they'll watch you die. They'll watch me die. They'll watch.
I'll explain that.
But they'll watch a lot of people die, boy.
Can I explain that?
But shit, I feel the same way he feel. Like, even though you probably would have had goddamn consequences after this shit. But shit, you would never have murder. Shit like that.
Yeah, I strongly disagree with you and me on that because I feel like, let's say if they went out there, they tried to stop it and they shoot them and murder them. You know what I'm saying? That's what we can never be too safe in this world. You know what I'm saying? It is some cowards that hold their phone up. I agree with that part. But let's say if I go up try to help them. What, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm putting my life in danger. Now I might get shot, handled, you know what I'm saying? Beat, you know. Well, I take the ass with it. But murder, you know what I'm saying? I take the ass with it. But I feel like,
even the phone.
You know when you go in the shop, you don't react
to, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck going on, you know what I'm saying? You watching it, but you react differently, you know what I'm saying? Some folk brave, some folk scared, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I heard some folks say, get off on him. Okay, now he had enough, he can't breathe, you know what I'm saying? But black people, we gotta be 100 about this shit. We scared of the police. We fuck scared, we petrified of the police. And I'm sick of it, you know what I'm saying? Like let's say one of my homies run a red light, he shouldn't get murdered.
That's facts.
He should get a ticket or a warning, but get murdered, you know what I'm saying? And we tied. First of all, we had to do 400 years of slavery. Then come the Jim Crow law. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, when has America ever been great? Because I'd love to know. Okay, please tell me.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out myself. When was America great? I don't remember that.
They killed, well, I ain't going to say they killed all the Indians. They killed majority of the Indians. They took over the land. They looted us over here. So they started the shit, the looting shit. The riots, it started with them. You know what I'm saying? The scares.
Facts.
KKK. The riots. Burning shit down to keep us in our place. You did what I'm saying? And I'm glad white folk, all races standing up. Like, we tired of the bullshit.
Now,
we tired.
Just like how...
Tired.
No, I was saying, like...
I ain't not her.
Like Denzel said, man, he made that Facebook post. You know, I'm bringing it up again. He made a great point. It's like, it's crazy that only the black community, we have to learn how to get arrested. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to take the steps on, you know, make sure your hands is up, make sure they see your hands, all this other stuff. But it's like these other folks, other races and stuff like that. It's like, I mean, they bring up statistics of that white people get more killed by the police, you know, and all this other stuff. But it's just like, true.
It might be true,
but again, you're every time a black man gets killed, it's like you're showing it on TV like it's a trophy, like you did something great or something, and they get away with it. That's the problem. Like, again, there's not many of us here, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why, you know, I just have a huge problem with that. And
right,
if that does it, yo, they should get fired, you know, go to jail, all that stuff. I feel like when these cops get arrested, they have all this time to get things together, whoop, whoop. But, like, you catch a black man with coke or weed or something like that, and next thing you know, he going to trial the next day, and he convicted for 5, 6, 20 years, you know what I'm saying? But the police officer got his life together, you know what I'm saying? It's a huge problem. It's a huge, huge problem.
Alright, but I want to make two statements, and I want to respond to some of the statements you made. I ain't gonna call nobody stupid today. I hate when people put all the contents in. Of course, more white people get killed by the police because there's more white people in the world.
Exactly.
Like, let's stop. Not the world, but in the United States. So, of course, the ratio gonna look like that. You know what I'm saying? What if it was flipped and it was more black people in the United States? You know what the hell? But, like, it'd be all kinds of rides. You know what I'm saying? Then, hold on, let me say this, because it's important. People got to stop saying this dumbass, stupid-ass shit. Why every time we get killed by the police, a dumbass Uncle Reggie's black motherfucker say, well, black people kill black people all the time. What the fuck that got to do with us getting killed?
Exactly.
We, you know what I'm saying? We do not serve and protect, you know what I'm saying, people. You know what I'm saying? We're a product of our environment. If you put a lion in an area with a lion kill, what happens?
Oh,
they try to kill each other.
Exactly, yeah.
If you put a lion in the same cage in the lion, they're going to kill each other for territory. You know what I'm saying? Not saying it's right. Black people do kill black people. You know what I'm saying? But we're in the part of our environment. You know what I'm saying? We see each other all the time. But you mean to tell me white people don't kill white people? Asians don't kill Asians? Mexicans don't kill Mexicans? You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck a white person came up with black on black crime? But I don't see what the fuck they got to do with when a white cop, white cop kill us, people break up. Well, black people kill black people all the time. Like, what the fuck? That don't make no sense to me. My cousin, I ain't gonna say his name, say that stupid shit all the time. and I look at them crazy, so I want to hit them. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, cuz. I'll be damned if you do. I'll be damned if we don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember my cousin said, fuck Trayvon Martin. I'm like, God damn, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't listen to my cousin at all on no point of views about nothing. Because it's shit like that. Because I love my culture, kid. I love my black people, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't take no more disrespect, kid. I'm fired up, man. I'm glad God did that ride. I had to work, man. I want to be with y'all.
Oh, no. Must,
hey, man.
Yo, you definitely would have been with us. I'll tell you that for sure, man.
But that first day, I offered to go down there. My mama said, boy, they burn this shit up. If you go down there, I'll whoop y'all ass. Hey, people, I'm seeing my mama.
I'm telling you, like I told y'all, I said I went to sleep. You know, I told me, I was like, yeah, let's go out there. You know, when they began the first time, and then it was like, yeah, boy, that when we went to sleep and woke up, all the cars were on fire. I was like, yeah, I'm about to chill at the house. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm good on that. But yeah, we had to go out there. It just for the support, because bro, like this, the world 2020 is exposing a lot of things that's going on wrong with the world right now. Even in France, you know, Egypt and all these other places, they protesting with us too. So if the whole world protesting, doesn't that show you that something's wrong? They push it. The police.
Like Sam Cooke said, time's gonna change. It's time. People, it's time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We gonna make America great for the first time. How about that?
Facts. They look, the police pushed a 75-year-old guy on the ground and made his head bleed. And they feel like they didn't do nothing wrong. You see what I'm saying? Like it's just amazing that the old, you know, how the police is policing, and they've been trained, or that's just what they want to do. You know, either or. And they okay with that. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. So
that's a fucked up problem, man.
Yeah,
that's a fucked up problem.
And it's just really mind blowing.
I don't care what I say.
Yeah, go ahead, Meek. Go ahead.
Oh shit! You know how I feel about this whole situation, though. I feel like. We recorded too much instead of just for real. I know how folks be feeling like, damn, we scared of the police, all that shit like that. I feel like shit, but this shit could have been in it. But we recorded so much, and goddamn, it's the same resort every time we record this shit. Somebody finna die, a black person finna die, and it ain't even just like for real deal though. It people recording their own death for real.
What?
Dead ass here. You ain't seen videos about that shit?
Now, what the fuck happened?
I said, it people recording their own death for real.
Well, I mean, that's not, they ain't got that. That's attention. You know what I'm saying? People want attention.
Nah.
Are they actually going to do with the devil?
Yeah. With the police.
Oh, you're talking about
No, you can't say that. That is proof that we, that ain't no damn suicide. No, that is proof. It's like, let's say if he didn't report and the police end up killing him. Now, it's the police word versus your word.
Nah, I ain't saying it like that, though. I ain't saying it like, goddamn, oh shit, I'm innocent. Oh shit. But goddamn, I'm saying it like, shit, if people for real that out there, out here recording their own death, shit, man, I'd rather fight for mine. Fuck that shit. I'd rather die fine instead of just holding the phone to the police and just pop, 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 pop.
Well, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, like, if something do happen to me, he ain't gonna approve.
Shit, the proof. Shit, the proof gonna be there when I drop that phone.
When Big George died, it was a wake-up call. His death served a purpose, believe it or not. Like, I see white people, all kinds of races. UK over there going crazy.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
He changed black man in any avenue going crazy.
He changed the world, though. He changed the world. I ain't going to chop about that.
But he changed the world, but he don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, what Biggie said, we can't change the world, we change ourselves. And I see that change, man. I think something big, something major gonna happen, man.
Man, oh, y'all want me to be, really, really honest with y'all.
What's it about?
Cause I'm gonna be really, really honest with y'all. This how I feel about this whole shit. If it weren't for quarantine, bruh, he never would have changed the world, bruh.
What you mean?
That shit would have happened. That shit would have got swept under the rug, just like any of them.
No. Cause I disagree strongly.
Man, don't.
It was swept under the rug. Remember, that cop was locked up.
You gotta think about it, cause they bringing up every other case now. They bring up every other case now.
Because
quarantine
ain't gonna stop. Don't make us get up about it. All black, that fine.
Man.
Don't make us come back out.
Everyone for quarantine. That shit would've got swept under the rug, bro.
I can't do that.
I really do.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you, me. I don't think it'd be swept under the rug. I think it's still the stuff that's happening now still would have happened. It's just that with quarantine, it gives it, totally honest.
It put us on more notice. Nah, it put us, we just saw this shit happen.
What I think is that we have a lot more time to be able to do a lot of things that we weren't.
Cause look, it ain't, at this time, it ain't normal life. Normal life is, I gotta wake up, go to work today. Nigga, it ain't normal life. Normal life is, goddamn, this really basic life. Oh shit, I ain't gotta do shit. I get paid for free.
Yeah.
I know I do.
You get paid for free. But I kind of get what you're saying, but I definitely don't agree. I really feel like the same thing.
I don't get what the fuck you're saying. Yeah,
I agree. I don't agree with shit that man just said, Kel. Yeah, fuck all that.
Yeah,
No. The shit was gonna get swept under the rug on camera, and black folk like, oh, hell no, not this time. Fuck all that. Yeah. Y'all, we let that slide with Trayvon Martin. I think y'all got off with Malcolm Brown. I can't remember. I'm sorry. Tamir Rice, a 12-year-old kid. Hold on, let me say this. This pissed me off the most because I got little brothers. A fucking 12-year-old kid was at the park playing with a toy gun. Officers pull up. They didn't even go in procedures. They didn't care. They ain't even going for seizure care. Y'all telling me y'all can't handle a 12-year-old kid. Y'all just up and shoot him. If that say I don't give a fuck, I don't know what I don't give a fuck mean anymore. You know what I'm saying? A 12-year-old boy. Don't y'all have training for stuff like this?
Exactly.
Did y'all ask any questions?
Exactly.
All we know, a 12-year-old boy gone for his mama's self. You did what I'm saying? And I'm sick of it, man. Like, I speak on it because I can honestly say I'm blessed. Ain't shit happened to me yet. And we from Cannon Road. Where all the bullshit happened. You know what I'm saying? Like it's getting to the point where we scared to go outside to the mailbox. Go to the store, get Arizona's rain and some Skittles, bro. Malcolm Brown went to the store for some Black Miles. You did what I'm saying? Got killed for no reason. That man had his hands up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely time, man. It's definitely time for change, man. We gonna make America great for the first time, man. You know what I'm saying? Go vote. I don't know if I'm gonna get my ass up. I should be ashamed of myself. I never voted. Because I was ignorant. That shit ain't gonna say nothing. Shit to me. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm gonna get my ass up. Y'all go vote. Man, let's make America great for the first time. They get that orange motherfucker out the office.
Barack Obama back.
Yeah, I feel good, man. Everybody should go vote. I still don't feel like that shit gonna make a difference, but shit. At the end of the day, that's how I feel, though. I feel like people override the situation. I mean, like, you look at the murders, but you overlook the goddamn the situations Black people got put through, like the overdoing, like by cops and shit like that, by white people in general. That bitch ain't had to call the cops.
Blue people,
white people, it don't even matter.
That's
Because they calling cops for black boys selling wood on the goddamn sidewalk. Lemonade on the sidewalk. It, but it more shit to it than just murder. It just basic shit to me. Like, damn.
Big man dude who got, he asked Lil Shorty to put her dog up. And she got there talking about this man attacking me and shit. She know she got right prison. And that's fucked up. I'm glad they recorded her. And I hope I had to 5 years. Fuck her.
Hell yeah, it really got down. Y'all just looking at the murder. I'm looking at the whole situation, but like, murder, it racist.
But murder is the most, when you lose your life, you can't get it back. So that's what we look at that more than anything.
Shit.
Nah, y'all, I mean, y'all talking some real facts right there. I mean, it's just, I'm not one of those type of social media people that be on social media just recording a lot. But I think the camera was definitely something that, It's a revolutionary thing that is really exposing what's really going on in this world. We already knew what was going on. It's just that they never, you know, they always painted the picture on the news, like this person did this, that, ooh. But like Mark said earlier, nothing in your history if matters if you get killed for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And it's always been that picture's always been painted, but since we got phones and we got cameras and stuff now showing what's going on, that's why the world's in uproar. I mean, it's only real. We, the U.S., we lock more people up than anybody in the world. But it's, you're not even locking us up no more. You're just killing us. You're making that decision right then and there. Kill them. You know what I'm saying? For a $20 bill that wasn't even fake, that the store said was fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just really ridiculous. And I mean, that's just crazy to me. But
alright, though, look though. Do what I'm saying. Alright, say I'm holding my phone up recording this shit. And you know he finna, like, damn, they finna kill this nigga. They finna kill bro.
How the hell they know he finna die?
I'm saying though, they just thinking. Alright, damn, they finna kill bro. They finna kill bro. What if I just say, man, fuck this shit, I'm about to throw my phone at this fuck nigga.
Foul, he shoots.
Hit that nigga in the face.
Foul, he shoots.
What if the next nigga behind you say, boy, this nigga stepping? And let's deal with him.
Yeah, but
now,
I see, that's a possibility, but that's like a 10% chance out of 100%.
So we forget they got guns.
Yeah, and they
start firing off. They have to write if they like to be a threat. If you give them a reason to shoot us now.
So?
So we'll never win the battle like that. We'll never win the battle like that.
They gonna see
this ain't.
They gonna see goddamn, alright, but they killed four black people. Even if it was a white person riding with us, two white people. They gonna say, damn, they killed them boys in cold blood because they was trying to start this shit to being prevented and shit like that.
I can see what you're saying, but it can go both ways.
It can't go both ways.
Are you a big fan of politics? Because I really did have to say it. They try their best. If one of us get killed, they try their best to put a story on why we got killed. You did what I'm saying. Like with George Floyd. Oh, 2003, he robbed
somebody.
Bitch, what the fuck that got to do with 2020?
I just feel like politics ain't nothing but publicity and it's social media.
It is.
The most popular person going to win. All day.
Exactly. But hell no. The Trump, the most popular person, we can't let that motherfucker win.
Man, that man going to win. If he do win, Kel, let me tell you something. See, black people, we done been through it all any the fuck way. That's why I ain't ever vote. We done been through whatever, however, whenever. Our women get raped 400 years ago. We held against our will. You know what I'm saying? Like, we done been through it all. We can make four more years of this orange motherfucker, because we still survive. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about that. But my cousin, I see why folks ain't attack the police, because now you're going to give them a reason to shoot you because you're attacking them. You know what I'm saying?
I said throw a brick, yeah.
Throw a brick, whatever. Like, if they ain't give a fuck about this man who ain't did shit to them,
What makes they don't give a fuck about you? You did what I'm saying? That's why I stand on it, man. It's just a fucked up situation, man.
Hell, it's just a bullet wound. You never know where that bitch might go through. That bitch can hit you in your hip.
Or your head.
Man, that bitch, yeah, that way too. It can hit you in your hip, your head, your arm, your hand, your finger, all that shit. But if you stepping together, shit, boy, who they gonna shoot? They gonna get scared. They gonna push off. That's how I feel about the situation.
True, true. So, I definitely understand these points.
That's why I don't give a fuck by none of them folks recording that shit that day. I don't salute them. They scared.
Hold on. Hell nah. They just got damn far now. Because if they didn't record it, police can lie. He attacked her.
I ain't saying it like that. I'm
you
just
know saying, that you say it like that.
I'm saying they just some cowards.
Hey, you got some cowards, you got some brave too. You got Nat Turner, you got Cash Owens. You know what I'm saying? You know what Nat Turner did?
Bruh, if I see a nigga like killing.
Oh, do you know what Nat Turner is?
Man, I don't care. I know who he is, though. But if I see a nigga in this generation, 2020, and you still doing the same shit that was led on from way back then, but I'm stepping.
Hey, T.I. said the favorite out of that life.
Man, T.I. ain't shit.
Hey, get what T.I. said, Kev.
Hey, it sound good. Hey, it sound good. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to make that change, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a damn thing. It's a damn thing with white folks. Hell nah, this shit ain't cool no more. White folks are woke. You know what I'm saying? White folks out there screaming, we're not going to take it. You know what I'm saying? Them folks going hard. If you go down to every day of Georgia, it's been a peaceful protest. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't slowing down. This shit ain't dying. The riots did. Now we on the protest shit. You know what I'm saying? We will be heard, you know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be us versus them. We should all be together. Whites, blacks, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, wherever the fuck you from, we should all be in this together.
Yeah, just like Martin Luther King
said. Segregation.
Just like Martin Luther King said. So,
yeah, well,
I just want to say this.
Go ahead, Ken.
I definitely, you know, I think these are discussions that we definitely got to have, for sure. Just so we understand everybody's point. So like you said earlier, man, we all come together. But I just want to end it here for sure. And I just want to say this before we even end this. Yo, black lives always matter. Yeah. Black lives are never going to matter. I mean, they have to matter first before all lives matter. That's what I really meant to say. If we can't get the black lives to matter, then I'm not with the all lives matter situation. But so that's just me. That's just how I feel about it. How y'all feel about it? Before we end, like, what's y'all last statements y'all have to say?
Black lives has always mattered for the longest. You know what I'm saying? I like these hashtags that's going on. Pretty cute. But black lives, look, we built this motherfucker for free. We built it like we did this shit for free. You know what I'm saying? They always needed us for war, slavery. You know what I'm saying? Like, black people are so beautiful, girl. Like, we invented peanut butter, you know what I'm saying? Rap music. We invented, you know what I'm saying? Rock and roll. We invented the street light. You did what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing we can't do. And that's why they hate us so much. We so beautiful as a people. You know what I'm saying? Madam C.J. Walker. Who the hell her impact? Martin Luther King. Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? They jock our culture, but when it's time for action, They scared to say something. So I'm glad they finally speaking up. Like, y'all like Tekashi 69, his bitch ass. Recite every lyric. But when something happens to black people, y'all go hush. Quit to say the N-word in the rap lyric. But something happens to a nigga, y'all get silent. So I'm glad they stepping up.
Right.
That shows us you got a human side.
Facts.
All that bullshit we done been through in the past, the lynching. White people used to say pistol of us, huh? Trading wise, kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So I'm glad we went from that bullshit to where we at now. But, you know, every day can get better. Every year can get better. And we gonna get better, man. Like, we gotta stop this hatred. We gotta stop this hatred. You know what I'm saying?
That's-
we definitely gotta stop the hatred, man. And black lives do matter. But we been matter. We built this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We built this motherfucker. They sat on their ass and whooped our ass, made it work faster. Let's be 100. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, black lives definitely matter to me. You know, so I love my culture, man. Like I love waking up black here. I love that shit, boy. The white hoes jocking us. You know what I'm saying? I love us, bro.
That's...
You know what I'm saying? We don't age like how they age. Not trying to sound crazy, be racist with it. You know what I'm saying? But black lives, shit, man. Man, I wouldn't want to be nothing else right now, man. We beautiful.
Word.
We beautiful. We beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to change the subject for the black people, too. Like, go watch Atlanta, Missing Kids and Murder. Pretty good documentary. They tried to hide this for 40 years. Over almost 30 kids was either missing or, well, they murdered now because they found the bodies or not. And there's a big controversy of who did it. Wayne Williams, the KKK, pedophiles, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's real hard to watch, you know what I'm saying? But we must watch it. We must watch it, you know what I'm saying? I almost came to tears. I'm not the most sensitive guy. But it's a real touchy subject for what happened 40 years ago in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So y'all watch that and stay tuned. My cousin want to grab the phone.
Hey, just to speak on what he just said, black is beautiful. Because, like, if you really look at it, boy, you got, like, 4 or 5 different blacks. You got light-skinned black.
Right on.
Hey. You got brown-skinned black.
Dark-skinned.
You got dark-skinned black. You got purple black. And you got dark black.
You got that yellow ball.
Man, come on. Stop playing. Man, we got 7 generations of black.
White folks ain't even got history. We got black.
Come
history.
On now.
Come on, man. We do this.
And I'm putting everybody else on game when I'm saying that. Yeah.
Man,
that's
what I'm
saying.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, though.
That's going to be it. Y'all make sure y'all keep listening to the Modern Crowd, of course, with Meat and Mark. And you know
what? My dog.
We definitely gonna come out with some more stuff. We're gonna talk. If this keeps going, we're gonna keep talking about it. We're gonna talk about this every day. We don't even care.
We're gonna talk about everything.
You don't care. We don't care. But this is the Modern Crowd, and we out.
We out, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your life, you can play with it. You make your bed, you gon' lay in it.
Gangsta,
do your thing, just be safe with it. Triple bunks in the state prison. Blue laces in my blue chucks. I ain't never gave 2 fucks. BT, I chunked the hood up. Asking if that nigga Nip hood, what? Like I wouldn't take it to the back with you. Same nigga walk the track with you. Same nigga shot a strap with you.